views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Are you ready to find and embrace your purest self? Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. Journey to your purest self now with your host, Jessica Dooley. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Purely You Radio. I am Jess, and today we are interviewing a beautiful soul. Her name is Samantha Diane, and let me just tell you, this woman is a warrior. She has overcome some great challenges to bring her to where she is today, and over the next hour, we'll hear all about her journey. Samantha is a model, an actress, a singer, a spiritualist, and an author in the making. Her story is one of inspiration and transformation, so you won't want to miss out on this conversation. Without further ado, let us welcome Samantha. Hi, Samantha. I am so excited to have you here with me today.
Oh, thank you so much.
So let's talk just a little bit kind of about your story and what it is that brought you to your purest self. What today makes you happy or fills you with life?
Well, I think one of the biggest things that fills me with life today, if we're starting in the present, is coming in terms with my spiritual self. I started attending some meditation and sound baths, where I lay back and the sound of the bowls is very healing and balancing. And that alone is an addiction in itself. And it's a very healthy addiction to have. Mm-hmm. I remove a lot of the negative people, and amongst times of a full moon, I do something called a burn list. So on a piece of paper, on one half, I write the things I no longer want in my life anymore. And I burn it around the first night of the full moon. And then on the second side, I write the things I do want, and I keep that list with me. And all I'm doing is really pulling and cleansing my soul left and right and cleansing the energy and the environment I'm in.
That's beautiful. I love that. And I love that you use the energy of the full moon. When we start to embrace that full moon energy, really, you can really realize how much it affects your life. That's fantastic. So how did you find these sound baths? Those sound awesome.
You know, it was a friend of mine that was a bartender in a local restaurant that ended up getting a job at a meditation place where you go. It's like group meditation. It's like going to a yoga place. Mm-hmm. And literally, I went in and I tried a class, and that woman now whose class I took is my Reiki master. Her name is Susie Shefflin. She's called the Copper Goddess. She's fantastic, and she's brought me so much healing in my life. Her and Avery Whitmore, who does fire breath or dragon breath, something along the lines of that. When you're doing it, your fingers are tingling. And that's when I know I'm manifesting, because I'm what you call a generating manifester. Now I have the ability to pretty much make the lottery happen in my own way without the lottery, of course. Of course. Everything that I do, it comes from inside. But when I generate, I basically sit down, start doing the breathing work, or start listening to, for me, Celtic music works. And that once the top of my fingers are starting to vibrate, that's when I know that I'm manifesting and it's working. It's a key thing that I've learned for myself. And I'm learning every day different tactics, because I'm a very strong empathic person. So
yes. Cool. That's really neat. I love that. So among that, is that what you feel like truly brought among your transformation, or do you think it started from a place before that?
Well, there's many places. I mean, I've been through a lot of trauma in my life, but rather than constantly go over and over the negative things that have happened, I look at where I am today, and I find my energy in today versus living in my past. Yes, my past is a blueprint for my future, but it doesn't define me. And consistently having to bring up reminders of who I used to be can be very damaging because you're holding on to that energy. Now, if you're speaking in it and releasing it, then yes, I am a product of former drug abuse. I am a product of a former rape victim. I am someone that suffered extremely from bulimia, but where I am today is so much better than where I've been. And if I never went through where I'd been, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I'm grateful for everything that's happened. I don't agree with everything that's happened, but I'm happy in the place I'm in, if that makes any sense.
That makes perfect sense to me. And I think that that message is so important that, you know, the places you have been certainly built who you are today. And you wouldn't be you without those experiences and without those traumas and heartaches. I think that it's so important for our listeners to know that you can come from this place of darkness and turn that into something beautiful and something fantastic. It's just a matter of learning how to do that and taking those traumas and dramas and turning them into something fantastic in your life. I think that it's great that you've come to this place where you know to dwell on that or to live in the past doesn't serve you. To live in that low vibration of energy does not serve your soul and you don't get to move forward. Living in that, but we also, 100%. Right? And we also can't pretend like it didn't happen because, as you said, it's a blueprint for your life. That was exactly what got you to where you are. Those steps had to happen in your journey in order for you to be you today.
Yes. 100%.
Absolutely. So what other things do you do in your life that help to maintain this higher vibration for you?
I really pay attention to the people that are in my life. If anyone is draining me with a 5-minute conversation, then I know this person's not really a strong person for my vibration. I power walk a lot. I'm not one to run. That's not really in my forte at this moment. Who knows? Maybe down the road I do Zumba occasionally. And I center myself around things like crystals. I do a lot of sage energy work at my house. I kind of work for myself. So working for myself every day, I make my own schedule, which allows me to have the ability to really work on my energy as well. So I'm not just, you know, worried about making it to work and this and giving myself time. I'm giving myself time like with a daily bath, and then I'll put a little bit of salt in my bath because it's like being in the ocean. And it's where the mermaid transformation energy comes from a little bit. And we'll get more into that later.
Yes. Oh yeah, that'll be great. Those are all fantastic things. So if I can be so bold as to ask, what does your diet look like? What kinds of foods, drinks, that kind of thing do you consume?
It's not going to be good today, but the majority, I order meal prep a lot, where I'll do meal prep a lot. I keep it clean because I find that when I'm eating clean, my energy vibrations are stronger. Yeah. But I have my occasional days where gluten kicks in. I'm also gluten intolerant and I'm like lactose intolerant. So if I try to put anything like that in my system, it starts to shut down. So that's not a good thing for me, energy-wise. And plus, it starts to block and give a depression type of a feeling. So if you're eating something that your body isn't really supposed to be able to digest and you try to force it, you're either going to get side effects of mood swings, you're going to get side effects of physical things. For me, it's like a lethargic feeling or it's an indigestion. So I'll know if I've eaten something wrong.
Absolutely. If you listen to your body well enough, it tells you. That's fantastic. So then I guess the next question I would have would be about your wellness team, right? So we know that you're eating well most of the time, which is fair. We know that you're working out in the way that works for you and that you're maintaining your own energy source or your own energy balance. But who all do you bring into your life for practitioners to keep you well also?
Well, I have a small group of people I stay close to. Without naming names, one of the things is they're all people that are generating the same energy as I am. A lot of them are empaths.
Yes.
I also find that sometimes by accident I meet people. They've been Lyft drivers. They've been people on the street that literally raise my vibration and I want to get to know them. So we exchange information. I keep my mom and my father very, very close through phone calls. They live over on the East Coast. I keep my Reiki master and my other Reiki master very close because they keep my energy vibrating, and that would be Avery and Susie. And I keep, you know, my higher power close by me too. You know, that's one of the strongest names. Yes. I'm not one that can do well with a big group of people. I kind of suffer from a little claustrophobic issues due to my past. And today I'm still working on that stuff. You're never fully healed until you really keep working on things. You know, I've got a set agenda for myself, and little by little, piece by piece, things are starting to work and heal. And I have a great PR team as well. And it's hard to believe I manifested that.
Oh, it's fantastic. Your people are great. I love that you're able to find these people who raise your vibration and hang on to them. And I think it's so important to remind our listeners that as you go through life and different transitions and different changes, that different people will serve you at different times of your life. And so as long as we continue to work towards that progress of growth and transformation, the people you need will come to you, whether that be your Lyft driver or the person doing your hair today, or, you know, as for Dr. Pat, and how her whole show started was a phone call where she dialed the wrong number. You know, the people who are meant to enter your world will, and they will serve you until your time with them is done, where your paths have crossed. Your journey moves on. So that's so wonderful. That's absolutely fantastic. What kind of transformation do you feel like you went through in coming from your dark and twisty to where you are now? If you were to give it a name, what would that be?
Resilience, bouncing back. Mm-hmm. Something where the dark side of my life and the dark places I was back about 7 or 8 years ago, or even a little bit after that, because there were so many varieties of things. Where I am today is it's such a beautiful place that the transformation wasn't just the people that were present. It was everything. It was the universe. You know when you know, and something in you clicks that you're ready to make a different way of life for yourself. And if you're always sitting there and holding on to this idea that I'm only as good as this, then you're not going to take the next steps to move forward. I mean, your thoughts create your reality. Right. And it took me a while to accept that. And once I started accepting it, I really just started watching my thoughts and doing some real spiritual work. And my energy really started changing.
That's perfect. So we'll dive into that just a little deeper here when we get back from our break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You guys are listening to Purely You Radio with Jess, and my guest today is Samantha Diane. And we'll continue to learn about her journey and her transformation when we get back in just a few minutes.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back to Purely You Radio with Jess. My guest today is Samantha Diane, and she's here talking to us about her journey and her transformation. Her favorite thing right now is mermaid energy and all that that entails, and she'll tell us all about that as soon as she gives us all of her contact information so you all can reach out to her later.
Hi, how are you?
You again?
Okay, so we want to start with the contact information. All right, well, I have a website right now. I'm going to be ready within the next week, and that's www.iamsamanthadiane.com. And that's got everything you can think of to follow me. That's going to have pictures. It's going to have a store where you can purchase things. It's going to have the blog. It's going to have a referral page, photos, you name it. So it's really, really awesome the way it's coming along. You can reach me on Instagram at I am Samantha Diane, all one word, as you know. Mm-hmm. And you can reach me on Facebook at Samantha Diane. That's about it in terms
Perfect.
Of that.
Perfect. Yeah, all the important places anyway. So talk to us a little bit about mermaid energy. What is it and how do you use it? Why do you love it? Let's hear it.
Well, basically, when I was a young girl, The Little Mermaid came out, and I was always very obsessed with the energy of being part of a world that I wasn't supposed to be part of or I didn't fit in with, because I was always an outcast growing up. As time passed, every time I would get or see a mermaid, I just felt oddly connected. And I believe that we all have our soul connected to a creature, an animal, something of some sort. And for me, mermaid energy is, I literally can imagine myself when I'm taking a bath, feeling as if I'm one of them. And as crazy as it sounds, I vibrate energy that's extreme, and that's when my real manifestation starts. And, you know, it's also being, you know, the perfectly imperfect self, being the perfectly imperfect you, and attaching yourself to something that makes you feel special, makes you stand out. And, you know, to each their own, there's different varieties of different things. Some people are attached to animals, colors, water. And when I'm around the water, I feel that my energy is very much in a very strong energy of power. So for me, whenever I feel or I hear like Celtic music that's got mermaid on it, like a mermaid bass connected to it, there's something that just connects to my soul. And then the vibrating, tingling, fingering starts happening. So that's when I know, for me, it's a product of my manifesting.
That's awesome.
Plus, they're releasing the new Little Mermaid soon, so.
Couldn't get any better. Right? Couldn't get any better. Yeah. And I love what you said about being perfectly imperfect.
Yeah.
I think it's so important to remember that your version of perfect and my version of perfect are different. And so, you know, who really gets to make that decision? Who decides what perfect is or what perfect looks like? If it's not you, you know, none of us have the power to choose what perfect is. It's just a matter of finding your purest self or the best version of you and what perfect is for you today.
Absolutely.
I love perfectly imperfect. I just think that's fantastic. So I also hear that you are writing a book. Is that true?
Yes, the book is going to be called Bellevue Pajamas, Bipolar Barbie Goes to Bellevue, and it's my journey in a comedic but emotional way that hopefully will be a voice to people and maybe one day become a one-woman show if things fall into place. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much almost there and almost done, so we're moving forward quick, and I'm involved in way, way many projects right now. My schedule just fills up like crazy, so after this and the book and TV shows, my team's really got, you know, a real amazing future ahead for me going. So I couldn't do it without them. And a special thank you, especially to them and your show alone. I'm very grateful for you having me on.
We're so glad to have you here and that you could fit us into your life. I know it's a crazy one. So we're certainly happy and grateful for that. If you were to give one closing message to our listeners before we have to let you go today, what would that be?
I think the closing message I would pretty much say would be, if something doesn't feel right in your life, pay attention to your gut response. Your gut response is always going to tell you the truth, be it a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a person at work, something, anything in general. If something doesn't feel right, if your stomach feels off, that's your body telling you something. So pay attention to the way your body reacts to a situation if you're looking for the real response, and just keep being you every day. It's the things that make you different is what makes you you. So just embrace it. And if you don't like it, change the things to make it better than it already is and make it a beautiful thing. And just know you're worth it.
You're always worth it. That's beautiful. What a beautiful statement for our listeners. Samantha, just one other quick question. You talk a lot about your gut and what feels right and what doesn't feel right. What does that feel like to you? What does a bad gut feeling feel like to you?
I actually get a stomach pain. I'll get like a nausea feeling. I'll get a tremor almost. And basically what happens is everything in my body is giving me signs. I need to get away from this person ASAP. Or this situation.
Yep.
My eye actually will do something if it's a bad situation. I'll get a red eye on the right side. It happens all the time. So it looks like it might be pink eye, but that's my body giving me a response.
Letting you know. That's awesome. Good for you for starting to listen. And with that, we're going to take just another quick break here on Purely You Radio. And we will be back just in a few minutes. Thanks, everyone.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. as a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Purely You Radio with Jess. I'm Jess, and Samantha was with us here for the first part of the show and had to take off onto her busy life, so it'll just be me for the rest of our time today, but that is completely okay. I'm so excited just to visit with you a little bit about what Purely You Radio is and what Purely You looks like and kind of my goals for this show moving forward. It's very important to me that I bring all of you on this journey with me and that this be a place of guidance and wisdom and information for all of you. Please know that if you have any questions, you can certainly call in for us. I would love to talk to any of you or shoot me a message. You can reach me at purelyyouhealing.com or on Instagram or Facebook at purelyyouhealing. Any time of the day, I'm pretty much there. So a little bit about myself, I think you all should know, is that I am a registered nurse, and I currently work on a labor and delivery unit. I am doula trained. However, I'm not certified. I am a master herbalist. I am a Reiki master. I am an intuitive healer and a medical intuitive. I work with crystals. I work with essential oils. And I work with God to help heal people and was called and guided to create this show in order to help heal or help guide most of you into a place of your purest self. So what is Purely You? What does that look like? You know, and I wish that I had a quick and short answer for that, and I don't, because Purely You is absolutely whatever you want it to be. It is the purest version of yourself. So I can't give you a short and fast answer. I can't give you a XYZ type of equation to get you to your purest self. What I can tell you is that that's a journey that you go on with your village or with your tribe of people. Being your purest self is finding and living the version of you that is in alignment with your purpose and in alignment with the direction that you are meant to go. It's who you are at the core of your being. You know, we talk or see so often people in social media and how that's kind of their highlight reel. You know, you see the best of everyone's life on social media. And so Purely You isn't that person. It's not the person that you put out into the world. Purely You is also not your stereotype, right? Let's say you're the youngest child of your family. That's not your purest self. You are a mom. That's not your purest self. You have celiac disease. That's not your purest self. These things are all a part of you. They're all a part of what makes you you, but it's not the purest version of you. Right? It's not who you are at your core being. It's just a part of your puzzle, a piece of your puzzle. So how do we get to that place? How is it that you get to your pure self or find that? And there's a few different things that I think you can do to get there. And, you know, like I said, it's important for you to remember that none of these things are a hard and fast rule, right? My philosophy has always been that in order to reach that purest version of you, you need to include a multitude of modalities into your life. That just listening to the show isn't going to get you there. just seeing your medical doctor isn't going to get you there. Just seeing a chiropractor isn't enough. Essential oils are not enough. Energy healing is not enough. Massage and biofeedback and acupuncture and, you know, good workout and good nutrition and drinking appropriately balanced pH water and appropriate pH balanced water. None of those things are individually going to get you to that place of your purer self. It is using a combination of those things for the season of life that you are in that gets you there. So what all does that look like? You know, for some people, it starts with their medical doctor, right? And then maybe a massage, because we can all indulge in massage. It's a feel good, right? And whether you go to your massage for the health benefits or the comfort or a little bit of both, it's something that is widely accepted, right, in most of our world. The next step, I think, for a lot of people who have never embraced anything in this world is probably chiropractic care. You know, just from personal experience, I guess. I don't have any research on that, but I just think that's probably the next logical step for a lot of people. It's something that our insurance companies even cover. It's a place that a lot of people will go next that steps into the world of alternative cares. And so we kind of start with those things. And then you can branch out a little further. And of course, we include, like I said, your nutrition and your workout routine and those being important, 8 hours of sleep or more or less, whatever feels good for your body, that being important. Drinking appropriate water and just water is good in getting there. And then you step into things that are a little bit deeper than that and things that truly start to bring out transformation in your body and in your soul and connect your body and your mind and your soul together. Those things are where you fall into your energy worker, your light workers of the world. And they would include things like energy healers, intuitive healers, Reiki masters, those kind of all fall into the same world. Biofeedback would be a part of that. Acupuncture, acupressure, reflexology could all be a part of that. And all of those practices work towards realigning the energetic system of your body and helping it to work at its best. So we know that your musculoskeletal system, your bones and your muscles are able to operate in their best way and carry your body the way it was meant to be carried if they're in proper alignment. And that's what your chiropractor does for you. We know that your circulatory system operates in its best way if your heart is beating in its regular rhythm and your veins and arteries are clear of debris. So your low cholesterol would come into this and having a regular heart rate would come into this, you know? And then we have to look at your energetic body and your energetic system. And we know that energy is something that that creates everything on this planet, that atoms vibrate at specific frequencies, and how quick or how slow they vibrate is what creates the density of the object. So water, those H2O, the atoms of the H2O, vibrate very quickly when it is steam. They're at a medium speed when it is water, and they're very, very slow when it's ice, right? So there's kind of a little bit of science example there. And so energy work in itself works to balance the vibration in your body so that it's operating the way it's meant to, so that the atoms of your stomach are vibrating the way they're supposed to, and the atoms of your joints are vibrating the way they're supposed to, and the atoms of your chakras or the atoms in the energy centers of your body are all vibrating in the place that they are meant to vibrate in. So each of your organs, each of your tissues, every part of you has a different density. And so those atoms vibrate at the appropriate level, and energy healing is going to make sure that that happens. So when you bring in your team of your medical doctor and your good nutrition and your chiropractor and your massage therapist and your healer and whatever else that looks like for you, then we make sure that each part of your body is operating at the vibration that it's meant to. And that's how you stay healthy. That's how you stay well. That's how you find your purest self. Some other things that you can bring into this include prayer and meditation. If you're not the kind of person who prays, then that's okay. I am. And so for me, prayer and meditation are very much the same thing. You know, we'll hear a lot of times where people will say things that you can pray all you want, but if you don't take the time to listen, then your prayers are futile. And so meditation for me kind of looks like that, where I will pray first and meditate later and listen for those answers and hear the guidance that I'm supposed to receive, the answers to my prayers, the answers to my questions. And so we bring that into your world too, in some way, in whatever way that looks like for you. And add all of those things into your facet of wellness. And that is where you find your pure self. That's where you find your truest version or get to the core root of you. You know, so then with that, it's important to remember that as you're reaching this place of health or you're looking for this wellness or this place of purely you, that none of this work is meant to be overnight work. None of this is meant to be a quick fix. None of this is meant to be short-term, make it better for today, but don't make me deal with it tomorrow type of practices, right? The goal for purely you is for that to be a place that you discover and you find and you stay at all of the time. It's not something, it's not a quick fix medicine, right? These practices are truly meant to dive into your best self. And sometimes that means peeling away layers of your life. I always tell my clients when they come in that, you know, we will work on whatever your body tells me we need to work on today or what your soul guides me to work on today. And I never, ever tell people that they have to come back on a schedule, you know, like getting your hair done every 6 weeks. That's not how this works for me. But I believe you come when your soul tells you it's time to come. However, life continues to happen. So you can heal from your traumas and dramas of the past, but in the process of doing that, it doesn't mean that your life has stopped. It doesn't mean that there wasn't a new trauma or drama that needs to be worked on. And so often these practices end up being a part of your life moving forward. The thing is that practice transitions and changes as you grow. So maybe instead of just learning to clear your space and stay grounded in the beginning parts of your sessions towards after you've worked for a while and get really good at that, then maybe we start to work on listening to your intuition and how to hear that. And maybe moving forward from there, we start to work on how to meditate or how to clear your own chakras or, you know, whatever that looks like for you moving forward in your journey. But it's important to know and to remember that it is a journey and that nothing will happen quickly. So when you go and you try acupuncture for the first time to quit smoking or to lose weight or whatever that is, and you wake up the next day and you still have a craving for a cigarette or you haven't lost 10 pounds, you have to remember that it takes time for your body to unlearn all of the things that it has learned, right? It takes time to create a habit. They say at least 21 days before you have a habit created. So you have to give your body and your soul time to readjust to this new way of life for you. You have to give yourself time to adjust to what healing looks like for you and who you are now versus that mask that you've been wearing versus that person you've been putting out on social media or the persona you've been adopting at work. In order to reach your purest self, you have to give your body and your soul time to get there. So I always want to encourage people to stay motivated in their journey and to know that it's a slow process, but it is one of change and that nothing good comes fast and nothing that is meant to last will happen overnight. So be sure when you embrace these practices that you're able to give yourself some grace and some space in your growth and in your changing and know, please know that the things and the burdens you carry in your body may surprise you. But if there are things that your practitioner is bringing to you to work on, there's certainly things that you need to address and things that will or are probably hindering you. And by working through them will help you to grow and to move forward. It's so important to keep that in mind. For any of you that listened to my show with Dr. Pat last week, 2 weeks ago, sorry, we had discussed how to find your team of practitioners, you know, what that looks like. And I kind of talked about how much of it depends on your location and what is available to you in that place, right? If there's not an acupuncturist in your town or within 50 miles, then maybe that's not something that's going to be an option for you. But outside of that, things like your budget and even your willingness to take the time to work on bettering yourself will be a part of this. However, the three steps that I would like to give you for building your team are these. The first one is always to trust your intuition, right? If somebody doesn't feel right to you, if you don't feel like you're going to mesh, if you don't feel like they're serving you in the way that you need them to, it is okay to find somebody else. And that doesn't matter if it's your family doctor that's been your doctor for years, if it's the healer you went to that your best friend loves, if it's the chiropractor that your husband goes to, it doesn't matter who that person is. If they don't serve you well and if you don't feel right with them, they are not the person that's meant to be a part of your journey in this moment of your life. The second one is to remember that there is not one end all or be all to wellness, right? We talked about this before, that you need multiple modalities in your life to truly serve your body, mind, and soul. You are a multifaceted human, and so you deserve care that serves all of you, not just one piece of you, and not just the piece of you that's screaming the loudest today, right? We don't just need to find somebody to treat the migraine that you have today. We need somebody to treat all of your body, not just your head, right? The third one too would be to always embrace your individuality, to know that no two human beings are the same and no one's journey is the same. So just because somebody in your life loves a certain practitioner, it doesn't mean that you will. It also doesn't mean that you won't later, right? As you continue on your journey, the people that come into your life will change and alter because you change and alter. And so that growth will continue to bring you different people that serve you. So know that your team may, that your best team may come from having your medical doctor, your natural doctor, and a healer. And your best friend's team may come from having your medical doctor, an herbalist, and a chiropractor. And that's okay. There's no right or wrong in this. You're each individual is coming up with a treatment plan that leads you both to your same goal, and that goal being purely you, right? Your purest self. So feel free to explore those things and to embrace that journey and to be brave in trying something new out, right? Just because you try it doesn't mean you have to stick with it. But I will forever believe that if you don't give it a chance, you'll never know if that's what you need in your life or not. So always, always, always take that chance. Always be brave in that, right? And explore that and really work towards digging deep into you and growing and being the best version of you every single day and finding that purest you in each moment. So it's just about time here for another break. So I want to just remind you all again that you can find me on www.purelyyouhealing.com. You can also find me on Instagram or on Facebook at Purely You Healing. And I also want to share with you that I do have for all of you a discount code that is viable until September of 2019 for any session or service you book with me. In order to achieve that is, excuse me, in order to accept that discount, then you would go to bit.do/purelyyouradio. And that's going to give you $5 off of any session or service that you book with me anytime in the next year from now. So with that, we'll just go to a quick break and I will see you all in just a bit.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Purely You Radio with Jess, and I'm Jessica. I'm here with you today discussing all the things about what Purely You looks like, how important it is to overcome your traumas and dramas, and how to find your wellness team. If you caught the first part of the show, Samantha Diane was here with us, and she is a great example and a great light in our world about how you can overcome those deep traumas and dramas in your life and what life can look like for you when you start to do that personal work and get there. And she, you can reach her at I Am Samantha Diane on Instagram and Facebook. And she'll have a website up and running soon. I'll put all of that up on the website at transformationtalkradio.com when it's all there for us and available for you to reach. You can find me at www.purelyyouhealing.com or at Purely You Healing on Facebook and Instagram as well. So as we close out the show today, I want to talk to you a little bit about what Purely You looks like in my life and how I got there. This is a question that was posed to me by a couple of my clients when we first found out the show was going to happen. And I think it's just something really important to cover as we get started. And so my life was good. You know, I can say that I had a good life. I grew up in a good home. I had great parents. I came from a loving place. I was raised in a solid faith. I was healthy and involved and a good kid, so to speak, right? In air quotes, a good kid. And my life was good. And I ended up in a relationship with somebody who wasn't so good and spent almost 2 years of my life with that person. And, you know, graduated high school, went to college, and started school in a nursing program, in a nursing, getting my bachelor's of science in nursing, and very much dove straight into medicine, right? Into all things medically related. Of course, if you've ever heard anything about nursing school, it is brutal and it's something that consumes your life and, really kind of just takes over everything that you are. So here I am in the throes of school and being taught all things Western medicine and trying to deal with this bad relationship and healing from that post. And I learned through all of this that I had endometriosis. And so then I started a myriad of medications and treatments for that, all of which were not helpful. And I ended up having surgery for my endo to help relieve the pain. So I go into my doctor and she says, yes, this is endo. Let's go in and have surgery. And I said, well, I'm a busy college kid. Do I have another option? And she says to me, well, you can get pregnant. And I kind of laughed at her. You know what I mean? My jaw just dropped. And I was like, what do you mean I can get pregnant? I'm in college. I am not married. I am not in a place in my life where I can support a child. That's not an option either. What else do we got? What else can you give me? And she tells me, if you don't want to have the laparoscopic ablation where they just kind of laser off those endometrial cells, then you can have a hysterectomy and just be done with it for good. And so here my college kid self is looking at her and saying, so I can get pregnant and that's not really a good choice. I can have a hysterectomy, which is certainly not something I want, or I can have this laser ablation that will hopefully help, in her words, not mine, will hopefully help and is not permanent. I mean, I guess that's the best option of the three, so that's what I did. And I continued my school journey, and I continued on these medications, and I continued doing what I was doing, and in the process of all of this, got further and further away from my intuition, and further into Western medicine, and into the doctor is always right, and into these are the only options for me. And about 6 months after my first surgery, I ended up having that same pain and it woke me up. It would wake me up at night. It would distract me in my studies. It would keep me from working out or participating in my normal activities because I couldn't stand up straight because of where the adhesions were in my body. And so I went back in for a second surgery. You know, I went to her and I said, I hurt again. What are my options? And she gave me the same line that you can go in for another ablation, which we know might work and might last longer than this one or might not. You can have a hysterectomy or you can get pregnant. Again, in this place of my life, none of those really sounded great to me. And I knew that, but I didn't think I had another option. So I went ahead and had a second surgery. When my pain came back, I decided it was time to find my own answers. That surgery for the third time in 3 years wasn't good enough. That wasn't something that was going to work for me. So I dove into the World Wide Web and started researching natural remedies for endo and all the things that I could do for that. And I found some supplements that were really great for me. I found an acupuncturist that was fantastic and helpful for me. And I actually found a new doctor as well. And I ended up only being able to get in with a PA instead of the MD, which was completely okay with me. And she noticed the supplements that I was taking and sent me to a physical therapist who specialized in pelvic pain. Her name is Liz Jones, and she's in Bismarck, North Dakota. And Liz introduced me to Reiki, and introduced me to the wisdom of the female body, the wisdom of the left and the right ovary and the womb, and how to reconnect to that part of my body that was causing me pain and how to grow from that. She then sent me to a healer. So between my PA, my acupuncturist, my physical therapist, and my healer, who then sent me to a natural doctor, I am completely healed of my endo. It no longer bothers me. It's not something that I struggle with anymore. And all of these things created my journey, or were part of my journey, and got me to where I am today. So that is the Western medicine side of it. My intuitive side of it, or the other half of that journey, is who I was as a child, right? And we have to know that I come from a life of knowing things before they happen. I have dreams as a small child, and they wouldn't ever necessarily be about anything big or traumatic, but I would dream about a new swimsuit I was going to get, or, dream about the day that I got my driver's license, or, you know, those types of things. And I would have the dreams and I would tell my mom or my friends or whoever and say, hey, I had a dream about this, and then it would happen. And somewhere along the lines, I quit listening to that. Somewhere along the lines, I quit listening to the part of me that knew when to get away from people who didn't serve me. Somewhere along the lines, I quit listening to the part of me that guided me to the things that felt right in my life. And going through this journey and through my endo and all of the different people I brought into my life, I was able to get back into that and really embrace my intuition. And it was through all of those things that I embraced my intuition again and settled truly deep into my faith again and into my spiritual path, and learned that this gift that I had when I was younger, I still have today. And that gift for me included being able to heal people with touch and knowing that I had the ability to comfort those around me, to feel their pain and to move it or change it. And So I embraced all of that. I embraced all of that moving forward. And I, shortly after my first session with my energy healer, I stumbled upon classes for Reiki to become a Reiki trained person in Reiki one, first and second degree. And it all grew from there. I learned that it takes for me that it takes those people in my life to be my purest self, but I also know that it takes my faith and that God works through me to heal these people and that he healed me through the people that I worked with. So in a nutshell, that is my story. And that is how I found my purest self. And that is how I continue to be my purest self. Today, my wellness team includes a natural doctor, includes a healer, includes my medical doctor as well. A good prayer practice and good nutrition and a good workout practice as well. So for me today at this part in my journey, that's what that looks like. I would love to hear what it looks like for you. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Purely You Healing. You can reach out to me on my website at www.purelyyouhealing.com. You can sign up for my newsletter there where I share tidbits, much like everything I shared with you today once a month, as well as bonuses like discounts and free readings and that kind of thing. So thank you for joining me today and for listening to my story and being a part of my journey. I'm so grateful to be a part of yours. In closing, I want to just say thank you again for tuning in with me, and know that you can join me again on the third Wednesday of every month at 1 p.m. Pacific or 2 p.m. Mountain Time. And as our time ends today, I just want to ask that you always let the guidance of God, the wisdom of Mother Nature, and the determination of the universe lead you to live every day as Purely You. Thank you for listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. For more information or to listen to this show, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.